Arizona's economy is one of the best in the nation right now, but our state is also being hit hardest by inflation. The Valley's prices are feeling an 11% hit, with a national average at 8%. And though the unemployment rate is very low, a number of industries, including tourism and hospitality and restaurants, are still having a challenging time attracting new employees. How will this affect us in the short-term future? I'm joined by economist Jim Rounds of Rounds Consulting to explore that. Jim, is our economy in Arizona facing major headwinds soon thanks to inflation?
Yes, but it's that case everywhere. In fact, I'm predicting that Arizona is going to still be a top five state for most economic categories during the next downturn, and then a top five state in the next expansion. So inflation's higher here, but we have a stronger housing market. Housing prices is going to be a major economic development problem going forward, and we'll have to do something about it to the extent we can. But it, also, the market's going to work itself out a bit. It just takes a little bit of time to kind of unwind with everything that's happened over the last couple of years. So the economy is still strong. People are still moving here, and that's adding to the heightened inflation. So it's actually a result of our economy being in pretty good shape. We still have areas to improve, like we've talked about before, but we're in pretty good shape considering.
Less expensive housing was a driver before. Obviously, we're a heck of a lot less expensive than California. Is our housing attraction when it comes to prices starting to hurt us in any way?
Well, it's all relative. And so we've seen housing prices escalate throughout the entire country. Now, it's been more prominent here. In fact, I think this past month was the first month that we weren't the national leader. I think that shifted to Tampa. But it will dampen our ability to grow if we stay out of balance too long. But so many of the areas that are being impacted have to do with past decisions by the federal government related to spending, decisions by the Federal Reserve Board on making money really easy to access and really cheap to borrow, the COVID issues related to supply chain matters. There's a lot going on that's beyond Arizona. And so when the economy as a whole across the country starts to improve, Arizona's going to improve, but disproportionately. So we're still in good shape, but we have some headwinds in front of us, just like everybody else.
What are you seeing when it comes to employment here? Obviously, unemployment numbers are really good, but, you know, anecdotally, we'll walk into various stores or shops and see ads for, hey, we really need folks in all sorts of different departments. What are you seeing for employment right now?
Yeah, so we're still doing well in terms of employment growth. This is one of the times where the percentages and the rankings can lie. And what I mean by that is Arizona's been top five, top eight, somewhere in that range for job growth for quite a while now. And all of a sudden we're slipping into sub 15, like 15 to 20. But that has to do with that old fourth grade math problem of if you fall far, you got to grow by more to get back to where you were before, and then you stabilize. Well, we grew rapidly early on and we got a lot of those jobs back before most other states. Now we're at more normal rates of growth while they're just starting to recover. So we have to be real careful looking at those statistics. But if you take a look at the breakdown by industry, in fact, I'd rather talk about it in terms of income. Hmm. If you take a look at the recession based on who was impacted by income level, the greatest area of job loss came to those making less than 40,000. Those making more than 150 or so, hardly any job losses, and actually did quite well during the recession and the recovery thus far. We're still sub 100% compared to where we were before in those lower wage jobs. So you're seeing the leisure and hospitality, the retail, those types of jobs are still recovering. And it's been problematic getting some of the workers in those areas. And that's why we've seen some wage inflation.
Well, I want to bring up leisure and hospitality. Thanks for saying that, because I think back to one of the many conversations we had, and one that really sticks out is when you were really pushing for more thoughtful ideas, more thoughtful support as it relates to the tourism hospitality industry in the state, because we rely on it so much. When it comes to a shortage of workers, or however you want to phrase that, how do you see that affecting maybe the next few months, the next quarter here in Arizona as it relates to tourism?
The tourism issue is a challenge because this is most tightly tied to the COVID problem. And we're seeing more traveling. I'm going on vacation. A lot of people are going on vacation, not as fearful about getting on an airplane, even though there's still new COVID cases that are appearing everywhere. But a lot of the workers that were in tourism before ended up shifting initially to things like wholesale trade, because we saw a lot of people still purchasing goods during the downturn, the COVID downturn. We just saw them buying them online. So we saw a lot of like wholesale activity. And with retail, we saw a lot of people leave and look for jobs elsewhere. So tourism and retail and those lower wage jobs have had a hard time coming back. But the tourism statistics will be a little bit mixed in the short term. And what I mean by that is tourism's only about 80% recovered. We have about 80% of the jobs back that we lost, but it's also the area that's growing the most rapidly. But that gets back to that point I made earlier where they're just now starting to recover. So you're seeing stronger rates of growth, but you need really high rates of growth to get back to where you were before. So it'll look like tourism is in a stronger position than it is. And we may have to get strategic, like we talked about before, about how do we invest where we get a high return on investment from putting some additional dollars into tourism. That's the key. We can't just talk about investing in economic development in the state in terms of dollars going to a random program. We have to operate the state like a business when we're talking about economic development and pick those areas that are going to give us a good return for that investment. And I think in certain ways and under certain circumstances, tourism could be a high ROI item for us.
People come here, COVID might have caused some issues here in the past. The number of employees, maybe the service I was used to when I came to a Scottsdale resort 4 years ago, it's not as good right now. Does that have any lingering effect on whether people want to come back and spend their money here?
It could if we're different than other areas, but these trends are pretty similar across the country. The lower wage jobs are the ones that were impacted the most during the COVID recession. And then during the recovery, they've been slow to recover. So it all goes back to how different is Arizona when you're going into, when the economy is slowing, are we disproportionately worse? And when the economy is growing, are we disproportionately better? Usually we're better during a downturn and we're also better during the upswing. So I think we'll fare well, but one of the issues that isn't talked about enough is workforce housing and making sure that people don't have to drive 45 minutes to get to their job, making $12 an hour, $13 an hour at the resort, and then having to, you know, get in their car and drive back home when they're paying $5 a gallon for gas. We need to work on workforce housing issues in all parts of the state. And there's some things that we can control and some things that we can't control. But there's groups like the Arizona League of Cities and others that are starting to look at these issues now. And I'm hoping maybe we'll even have some policy options the following legislative session in 2023, not this year though.
Jim Rounds, economist and the man behind Rounds Consulting. Jim, thanks.
Thank you.